A person doesn't have to be a Christian very long until we understand that we can do nothing without the power that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives, speaking to us of Jesus and helping us and strengthening us and forgiving us when we stumble and encouraging us and rebuking us when we do something wrong. Disciplining us and bringing us along gives us power to speak, words to say. And as we grow in the Christian life, we come to depend more and more and more on Jesus because we understand that it's not through our own goodness or our virtue that these things are coming from us. This is what Peter said after a wonderful miracle, and we'll read of the miracle. It's found in the third chapter of Acts, beginning with the first verse. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look at us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You people of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, and he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, desired that murderer be granted to you." You see, Peter understood that it was not by his own power that he did anything. It was not by his own power that he was virtuous. Do you remember when Jesus called him to be his disciple and there was a miraculous catch of fish and Peter knelt down before Jesus in those fish and asked Jesus to go away because he was a sinful man? And what did Jesus say? "Don't be afraid. I will make you to become a fisher of men." You see, Peter learned it was not through his own power, but through the grace of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, that he was able to serve God, and the power of God worked through him. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your Spirit. Without you, I'm nothing. I cannot serve Jesus without your help. I thank you so much. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen me and help me to be your obedient servant. In Jesus' name, amen.